morning is here. I am Fatco. This show is spontaneous. Innuendo. On every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission. The heart of San Francisco. Radio. Thank you.
Quiet. Quiet. Thank you. tears in her eyes. Rachel runs to him. Nah, too corny.
Hello?
It's Janet.
Where are you?
I'm in my father's lab, or what's left of it. Oh, God, what a jerk I was. I can't believe it. No wonder you didn't want to buy the formula. You were going to steal it all along.
What?
Oh, I'll bet you're working for the Hedisons, aren't you?
What?
Oh, well, I'll burn it before they ever get it. I think your friends are still here.
What friends?
Well, they're going to be sorry.
Janet, if there's someone there, get out of the house right now. Call the police. I swear I had nothing to do with this. Janet? Hello? Hello? Hello, Janet? Hello? Hello. Ah! Hello. Hello. Hello, Janet. Janet. Hello.
Jesus. I didn't write any of this. Of course. It's Fetterman again. Okay, you two-bit hack. Now we're gonna play some hardball. Interior, Dubois Lab.
All you have to do is show us your father's notes, and we'll be on our way.
I'm telling you, he never even figured out that formula.
We'll see about that. Now give yourself a break, lady.
Where did that window come from?
About this, my guy.
Gas, watch out!
When did you start carrying a knife? Let's get out of here. Come on.
Ah! I've never seen anything like that.
Neither has anyone else. Boy, these guys sure know how to tie a knot. What's this?
Well, that's what they were looking for. It's my father's formula. I think it'll be safer in your hands, Mr. Gates.
Look, lady, for the last time, the name is not...
He's a master at martial arts. He's powerful and ruthless. Who else could you be?
This could work for me. Powerful, ruthless. Yes, I am Jack Gates.
Then you'll buy my father's formula?
Of course. Come on!
I think it would be a lot easier if you just pulled out again.
Tell me how to park.
Yeah. You know there's a really big space over there.
Do you want to drive, huh?
No.
Okay, we're fine. Here we go now. Yep. Oh, yeah, this is fine. It's a lot closer than I thought. You okay there?
Okay. Beautiful, isn't she?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I went to high school with Rachel.
Oh, yeah? What was she like?
Rich, pretty. She was homecoming queen all 4 years. Oh, I remember once she wore this beautiful white lace dress and this gorgeous crown. When she came down that stairway, it was... I don't know, it was as if she were floating. I wanted to be Rachel that night.
Oh, I thought you put locks on doors. That was pretty good.
I did what this is.
When did this place open?
Oh, a couple hours ago. And I hear they serve a very good pastrami.
Hey,
wake up. Strummy on a Kaiser and Lux and cream cheese on cinnamon toast. Get it out of here.
Yeah, you're right. It gets really lonely out there.
So easy to give my heart away.
you. Valencia. Coming through in your ears. Straight from the mission. The heart of San Francisco. RadioValencia.fm. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In the sky. Radio Valencia, 24 hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Be part of the team, be part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm, email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, station at RadioValencia.fm. Through my name, is Fargo. Coming through Friday mornings, 10 a.m. till noon. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos. Shouts outs to all. Let it begin. We here bringing you music. Shouts outs to all listening on the Radio Valencia application. Exclusive. So much music, so little time. You heard Gary Moore. Still got the blues. Live. Lovely and live. We also had something from Delirious. Yo, Delirious. John Candy. Mario Hemingway. One of the Hemingways. Amazing. So much good stuff. Mario Hemingway, yes. And you know, they make a cute couple. If you could look up John Candy and Mario Hemingway, that's a cute couple. Because John Candy's what, like 6'3", 6'4", you know, 300 plus pounds at least. And this is later John Candy too. So yeah, he's at least that big, right? And then Mario Hemingway, I don't know if you guys know her, but she's, you know, like a, you know, that's a woman, you know. She's like, I bet you she's 6 foot, you know, like a volleyball player, you know, kind of style. And they make a cute couple. That's a cute couple. Look them up, man. And she's very lovable in that movie, Delirious.
she makes the movie to me, you know? Like, she plays her part, man. She does it right. She's one of the Hemingways going on with the candies of the music you heard. We also had music from L. Michael's Affair. Mr. Brew was the name of the track. New music to your eardrums. We had some new Blockhead as well. New music from Blockhead with the song You Don't Have to Call Squirrel. Oh, we had some Machine Drum also. Machine Drum, Thice, Holly, Salvador Bread, and Vieira. And the song was called Control. That track was sick. Look that look it up. That just came out. Machine Drum, Control, Thice, T-H-Y-S, I believe. We also had Endless Boogie with Bishops at Large. Did you feel it? Do you remember it? Do you see it? It's all there. If you want requests of any kind, go to RadioValencia.fm. Go on the chatterbox, type it in. You type in your name, then type in the request or shout out. You could also give me a call, 415-766-4428. Or you could hit me up at email, itsfaco@gmail.com. ITSFACO, itsfaco. @gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. I dare you. We're here. Rolling them up. Doors open. Coming through. The big man shines. So many things. You know? Yeah. If you got to go to the dunk contest or got to see NBA All-Star Weekend or Fan Fest, shouts outs to you. You know, I didn't go this year. I wanted to. Yeah, I wish I found out earlier. I would have got better good tickets and a cheaper price. I almost did, guys, but almost means nothing. But, you know, it was a good slam dunk contest. The winner jumped over a car, you know, and he did it better than another guy that did it like 10 years ago, you know, and that was a pretty sweet dunk. You know, pretty soon, I'm telling you, you're going to see like 360 flips into a dunk. It's going to happen. I've seen cartwheels into dunks. It's almost there, guys. In our lifetime, we're going to see like somebody like LeBron James, that size and big, do a front flip dunk himself. No trampoline. No, you know, push up from somebody's shoulders. Even though that'd still be cool. They could, that's probably what would be the evolution. Somebody will do it by pushing off somebody's shoulders, and then somebody will do it with just, they're just able to do it. It might be a 7-foot guy who's able to move and run like a LeBron James or someone smaller. You know, that's gonna happen. there's already a guy in wrestling. They're 7 foot tall, 7 foot two. A couple guys. One guy's name is Omos, and the other guy is some tall Italian guy. I forgot his name. And they move big. It's crazy. You know, they're gonna have to do like Evel Knievel dunks, man, where they're dunking over like a pit of alligators. You know, you mess up once, it's over, pal. You know, you're gonna jump over blades and helicopters. Oh, don't bring the helicopter into the NBA, Thacko. We bring cars, not helicopters. You jump over like a pit of snakes. That's how it's gotta be. Someone's gonna come down from like a bungee cord from the sky. They're gonna come from the bungee cord, from the roof, and just dunk it. High five dunk, straight with the bungee cord, like Sting from the 90s. And we got somebody in the house tonight. Let's see, or to this morning. It's not the night, Facko. Here we go, Silly Billy. Ladies and gentlemen, to the studios, please welcome Mel Michelle.
Hey, hey, hey. Whoa. Oh, was I loud?
Super loud.
Welcoming loudly
into the studios.
Friday loudness.
I was talking about the dunk contest. Remember we watched
that? Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was your favorite one?
Probably the guy that, let me think. Over the car. Yeah, I think that was cool. Yeah. And then they jumped over the other person.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy who jumped over. The same guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this guy jumped over a guy standing on a comedy stage. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So standing on a comedy stage. And he dunked over that guy, too.
Yeah, that was great. Did they have women keep competing, or we missed that one?
We might have missed it, but that's NBA. I'm sure they have their own WNBA.
Okay, we got to watch the women. I'm sure that's just as good, if not better.
It's good. I didn't say it wasn't good. I like to have a baking contest that they do.
Knock it off.
I'm just kidding.
Baking contest.
It's okay if you bake. Boy, it's not bad that women bake, though.
Men can bake, too.
Yeah, men can bake, too. I wish I knew how to bake more. I want some nice freshly made bread. You know, I want you know, nice freshly baked cookies.
Yeah, you
delicious.
Could do it.
But now, you know, they could do it in the microwave.
Yes, yeah, they've been doing it in the microwave for years.
Yeah, you know, so now you could just do a hack now, and you could have your own cake in a cup.
And a mug. Yeah, mug. I've made those before.
Oh, really?
You can buy them to make in the mug, but yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Oh.
We'll probably die of cancer later on from it.
No, as long as you're not using, you know, ramen and that powder.
Yeah. No, they're but saying still, ramen. Do you eat ramen still?
No.
I haven't eaten it in years.
At least not
so
the
salty.
Instant one. Not the instant one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We have ramen.
Oh, I love ramen.
At the actual place where they make it nice. But, like, the packets. But even then, it still has a lot of salt. You know? But baking it in a microwave.
Yeah, I remember. Do you remember when your parents got a microwave? You're younger than me, so you probably was born.
No, I remember
it. You remember it?
Yeah, it was a big one.
It was like a TV set.
Yeah.
The old TV set.
And I remember mainly just making popcorn. I made an egg in there.
Oh.
And you just have to put it in a bowl. Maybe grease it and I'll cook it.
Yes, yes. I've made eggs in the microwave, scrambled and hard boiled.
Yeah, but you have like a little special egg mechanism, right?
Yeah.
Like a holder.
Yeah. I remember there's cookbooks out there, microwave cookbooks. You could cook, I don't know. You know, it's cool. You know, vegetables are good in it, you know, and
I barely learned about the defrost button. So it's better when it's like a bread product. So like if you got some like deep dish pizza.
Oh.
If you hit the defrost first and then just kind of gauge how much it weighs. And then you hit that up first. Because sometimes you can microwave a bread product.
Uh-huh.
And
you can microwave a bread product.
No, if you do, like let's say I'm talking a piece of bread, right? Or tortilla, if you cook it too long, it turns hard.
Real? Oh, okay. If you cook it, you put it in the microwave too long?
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, cooking in the microwave is nothing new, Mel Michelle.
Yes, yes. Now we love our air fryer.
Oh, yeah, you got the air fryer now. And that cooks it pretty fast.
It does. It does. Pizza and you remember you made the chicken wings and
yeah. You can make buffalo wings in there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know the air fryer, does it make popcorn? I don't think it can, right?
No, I don't think it will.
We
have the air popper, popcorn popper.
Oh yeah, I guess that microwave wins then, you know?
Yeah.
No. Just because it can make popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I was talking about the dunk contest. We talked about the guy who jumped over the car.
Uh-huh.
Talked about the guy who jumped over the man. Same guy.
Yes.
And then there was other cool dunks by the other dudes, too.
I can't remember what the other ones
did. There was like 360 dunk.
Oh, yes, yes.
It was like a behind-the-back dunk.
Oh, yes, I remember that guy.
That was a sweet one. But then, you know, you're going against, you know, guys who are jumping against over machinery, you know?
Really? It's all talented. They're all talented, if you think about it. Nobody, everybody's...
They should have like a Evel Knievel kind of style. Maybe guy's playing with swords and he jumps over with the swords.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Fire. Yeah.
Fire, or he can be riding a motorcycle and then dunk it. You know, he hits the ramp and he dunks it. You know, it'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
What if like a bowl of black widows and you dunk over a bowl of black widow spiders?
I thought you meant widows who are black, like, you know.
Oh. Widowers.
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 Who are black.
Do I need to... Or how about, it would. What if that's one?
Yeah, yeah.
You never know. Who knows? I talked about a helicopter. You remember Evel Knievel jump over helicopters?
You know what? I didn't really watch it. I don't know why I didn't watch Evel Knievel. Maybe because...
Because that's a boy thing, maybe, isn't it?
I mean, it's a girl thing, but I don't think I was interested in that. My dad maybe would remember watching it.
I think your dad would know who he is.
We should call Paul.
I know.
Call Paul. Let's call him.
Is he busy?
No, he's retired.
Yeah, you're right. No, he's dealing with the young ones right now. They're running around. He could.
Maybe not. What is today? Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday.
Should we call him?
I don't know. Should we put him on the air? I don't think he wants to be on the air.
He doesn't, but sometimes you just got to do it.
Yeah. What's his number? I'll call him right now.
Do you not have his cell phone?
I don't think so. No, I don't wanna like Pearl Harbor him and then he's gonna not wanna do it. You know? All right, let's see. He'll get mad at us.
No, he'll get mad at me. Just say Melanie did it.
Well, how about we do it in the next air break? Because I gotta play some music.
Okay, we'll play some music, and then we'll hear Paul.
Yeah, no, I do want to talk to him though, but he's not. He might not want to talk with us. I want him to tell us his mafia story.
Yes, because I'm Meadow Soprano, Meadow Calabrese.
Yeah,
I said my last name.
Oh yeah, you messed up. You're in a witness protection program. They're gonna find you now. You know,
WPP.
WPP.
I'm the WPP. Yeah, you know me. WPP. Witness protection program.
Yeah,
I'm the WPP.
You're a W, all right.
I'm a W.
You got it, you know. So while we change her identity during the next musical break, and I'm gonna hopefully call her dad. I call him Paul C. He runs things up in upstate New York. He's on top of this whole strike, you know. There's a whole strike over there, and he's on top of it.
Some sad stuff.
He told me someone didn't pay their electric bills, you know. You see that? That's the FBI. They found her.
Oh, no.
Mel Michelle.
Don't take me.
FBI is going to be knocking. 58 is going to be walking through that door right now. Give it up. Mel Michelle, we know you're in there. Oh, let me see. We got Gia. Gia says, yo, my guy, am I playing this? So he's got a request. You know I'll do it. You know, Gia, shouts out to Gia talking to me on the chatterbox at RadioValencia.fm. Gia is going to get a request. I'll get that too in this music block. Shock. Let me show you my cock. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they turn into that kind of show.
It's one of those shows.
Yeah, definitely Paul wants to be in on that.
You know it. Potty Mouth City, man. You know, so we're here.
He used to listen to Howard Stern in the day.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, you know. So we're here letting you know, don't cook your tortillas too long in the microwave.
Yes, definitely.
Keep an eye on it. 30 seconds. I go 4 tortillas for 1 minute, and you got to wrap it in a towel. That's just what I say.
Life hacks.
You know, with a wet towel, you know. So... that's what I say. But don't do it too long because it's going